Alafta, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, Sheovar Echod Lufnei Teva. He once had a Sheikh Tibur that went to daven in front of the Teva, in front of the daven for the Yomid, and he answered all the brachas, and nobody answered Amen after him. Rashi says, Goyma call a bracha, call Oysa bracha atzma. And the Rashi says, Loyon Achrav Amen, so Tikub Nayar Tikub. Chaz na knesses oimelhen, hako brocha brocha vu ha-shamish lo eshtiach tzibur. But lo yonu achav amin, nobody answered amin. So tiku ha-kahanim, the kahanim screamed out, the tiku when they said like this, or tiku, because tiku ha-kahanim tiku, that mishones avrom avinu b'har maria hu yan eschem. Vayishma v'kotzak asechem yoyim azeh, and hariyu b'nei Aaron, hariyu. That's what he said. That mishon es avasenu ayamse, fuyan eschem yishma v'kotzak asechem yoyim azeh. So as Rashi goes on, we'll say, goyim v'kola brochos, kola isom brocha atzmo, loyon v'achav omen, tiku v'nei Aaron, tiku. Chaz nekletes oyim alein, akol brocha, brocha, v'u ha-shamash lo yosir ziva, v'yom nergim. So the kids didn't answer Amen though. That was the Maisa here. But instead of answering Amen, Stam, they said all these extra brachas. Because they didn't answer Amen on them. On these extra brachas, they didn't go to answer Amen. So, Ukishabo Dover Eitzach Chachomim, when they heard about the story, came to Chachomim, Omru, they said, Lo Hayinu Noigim came. That was not our minig. Shrashi Lo Hayinu Noigim Shtalanas Amen. That wasn't the minig. Really, you're supposed to answer Amen. But the only place that they did not answer Amen, Ela Bishar Mizrach of Har Habayis. It was only in the Beis HaMikdash that over there they didn't answer Amen. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, whenever you daven and you say these brachas, you're supposed to answer Amen after each bracha. Rashi, Ela Bishar Mizrach of Har Habayis, Kleimar, Bizman Shir Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Kishir Mispalam Har Habayis, Nichnosim B'derach Shar Mizrach. They used to walk into the gates on the Mizrach of the east side. If you should hear you ainum amen be migdish, because in the base of migdish, then true, then you're not supposed to answer amen. You don't mean the gemara, like we'll see in the gemara. We ain't loyma lo hear you noigim kain let's koy lo be migdish to bada toikim begulim. You can't say it means they didn't blow the shofar only in the base of migdish, because we know they blew the shofar even begulim outside the base of migdish either. So kids are just meant to say that in the base of migdish, like we'll see in the gemara, there they did not answer amen. By shenkin outside the base of migdish, whenever we daven on a tainis and you say these extra brachas, you are supposed to answer Amen after each bracha. Yeah. Now, Sholosh Tanya Sarishonis. The first three fast days that we have, that means from Yud Zayin B'Macheshvan, if no rain came down, the first three Tanya Sibur is Anshei Mishmer. That's the people that are Anshei Mishrashi, Sholosh Shabbos, the Kanan that are supposed to work to do the bring the Kabonis of that week. Miss Anin, they would fast a little bit. V'loy Mashlimim, they do not have to fast the whole day. Why? Rashi says, "Dain ain't tamurin kokach." The first three chamurin kokach. The first three fasts are not so strong yet. Therefore, they didn't have to fast. The yanshe beis av. Rashi means hamishmora mischalekas l'shiva bota yovis nigmura keneged shiva shemei harshvua beis av liyin. Each beis av, each day of the week, there was a special beis av. So anshe mishmor means the people that work that whole week, but you only work one day of the week. So the people that only work one day of the week, if on the tainis they didn't have to fast only a little bit. The yanshir beis av, the people that Amam is doing the avodah that day, lohoyim mistan in klal. On the Monday, the kahanim that were doing the avodah in the beis hamikdash on this Monday, they didn't have to do any avodah. They didn't have to fast at all. Since they were doing the avodah, they shouldn't become weak. They should be able to bring the kabbonis the right way. They did not have to fast at all. That's the first three fast days that are not so strong yet. So we say the Anshe Mishmor, that's the people just that have a right, the whole week's Kanim, they should fast a little bit, not the whole day. But the people that work that day, Mamish, they don't have to fast at all. Sholosh Shniyos, what about the second three fast days? Beis Av Lohoyim Mestan and Klal. Then we say the Beis Av, the people that were Mamish working that day, they don't have to fast at all. No, Sholosh Shniyos, Anshe Mishmor Mestan and Mashlinim. Some of the people that have a right to work that week, that are not working today, they have to fast. The Anshe Beis Av, the Kahanim though that are working Mamish today, Misanim, they should fast a little bit. Fulei Mashlimim. is the second three are a little bit stronger than the first three. Sheva Achronis, the last seven fast days, Eilu v'yelu misanin l'mashlimim. Both the Kahanim that are even working today, bringing the Kabbalah study in the Beis Hamikdash, they also have to fast the whole day. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, that's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. The Chachamim Marim Nechom say, Sholosh Tanyos v'Rishonis. The first three fast days, Eilu v'yelu l'hoyim misanin klal. No, any Kohen that even worked once that week didn't have to fast at all the first three fast days. Sholosh Shniyot, the second three, Anshei Mishma misanin l'mashlimim. The people that worked that week, they fast a little bit, but don't have to fast the whole day. The Yanshe Beisav, the Kahanim that are mamish working today, the Hoyim Misan and Klal, they do not have to fast at all. Shevo Achronis, what about the last seven fast days? Anshe Mishmar Misanin. Some of the people that worked that week but not today, they fast the whole day. Umashlim, they have to finish the whole fast day. The Yanshe Beisav, but the Kahanim that are mamish working today, bringing the Kabbarnas of today's Monday, the Kahanim that are working today, Misanin Vloy Mashlimim. They fast a little bit to show they have tzar like the rest of the tzibur, but they don't have to fast the whole day. It's not really called a tainis for them, since they're bringing the kabbonis today. Now, Anshei Mishmer, the kahanim that are bringing, the kahanim that are doing the kahanim that work that week, they're not working today, but in that Mishmer, they work this week, mutarim lishtois yayin balelis. They're allowed to drink wine at night time, avoloi b'yom, not by daytime. By daytime, they can drink wine. Trashi, Belelois, Ein Locha Shema Tichbar Havoida. We're not afraid maybe the work will be so much and they'll need you to pitch in today. Shere Roy Meberev Sheposkwa Kabonis Lekovdu Havoida. In other words, the Mishmar means that you're on guard this week, maybe they'll need you. Even though every day of the week they have certain Kahanim working today. So your duty is not today, tomorrow. So really today you're off. So if by night you saw that today passed by, the Havoida was finished, you're allowed to start drinking at night time. Mashenkin, during the day you should not drink, because maybe they'll need you. Maybe the people working today won't be enough, and they'll need you to do the avoidum. And if you drink yayin, wine, you can't do the avoidum. Therefore, by yom you're not supposed to drink. Is yayin balelos, avoloi bayomim. By daytime you're not allowed to drink wine, because maybe they'll need you today. And if you drank revias yayin, you can't do the avoidum. Mashenkin v'yanshe beisav. That's the kahanim that are set aside to work today. Like every day of the week has a special Beis Av that this mishpacha works today. Loi b'yayim v'loi b'laylam. They can't even drink at night time either, because they have to be ready kaseida to do the avoda. Anshe mishma v'yanshe maimed. The people that are working, bringing the kabonis, and anshe maimed, the Israelim that are standing by the korban, asurim melesaper. They're not allowed to take a haircut or melechabes, and they're not allowed to wash the clothing either. Over Chamishi Mutarin, if they cover the Shabbos, Mashenkin on Thursday, then they're allowed to. So Rashi says, Asurim l'sap l'chavis, Mishenichnus l'mishmurosam. Once they went into the Beis Hamikdash to be on guard to do the avodah, Kolos and Shabbos that whole week, they're not allowed to take a haircut. Elam istaprim koydim l'chein. They're supposed to take the haircut before it comes their week to do the avodah. Over time of first week of Monday, we'll explain exactly the reason why. But that week that you're on duty to work in the Beis Hamikdash, you're not allowed to take a haircut or wash your clothing. Mashenkin v'chamishi on Thursday, shal mishmorason mutarin. Then you're allowed to wash. Derech roi b'ni yodim l'stapa v'chamishi. V'loi derech shav l'nei atarich. Most people take haircuts or wash their clothing on Thursday because Friday is too late already. Like you have too much to do on Friday to take care of Shabbos. So the meaning was to wash and take a haircut on Thursday, that's mutar. Now, kol akosta b'megilas tainis. Anything that says in the Megillas tainis that those days that you're not allowed to fast, to loy lemispa lefonov, you're not allowed to say a hespid, is os lefonov also liachrav mutter. A day before it's osar, but a day afterwards it's mutter. Rabbi Yosi Yomer lefonov liachrav osar. No, the days that it says in Megillas tainis, especially Yom Tovim, that the Rabbonim made up, the Zman de Beis Hamikdash, you're not allowed to say a hespid a day before and a day afterwards either. Yeah. Lefonov ulachrav osa. Deloy lishanois lefonov uliachrav. Deloy. Now listen. Deloy lishanois lefonov uliachrav mutter. Fasting, that's only yasa the day before, but a day afterwards it's mutter. Rabbi Yosi Yomer lefonov osa uliachrav mutter. That lefonov it's also to fast, the day afterwards it's mutter. How do you read him? So Rabbi Yosi Yomer lefonov uliachrav osa. This lefon of the achrav aziyah. That loylatano. That we say now at a fast is the fun of lachrav mutar. It's only the day of the yom tov you're not allowed to fast. Mashenkin the day before or a day afterwards, then you are allowed to fast. It's only a hesped you're not allowed to say before, but fasting you're allowed to do a day before or a day afterwards. Rav Yosiyam, and this Rav Yosiyam says no. Rav Yosiyam the lefon of aser, even a day before erev the yom tov that it says in Megillas Tainus, also you're not allowed to fast. Of a lachra of mutter, the day after the Yom Tov, then you are allowed to fast. Ein goizrim tainis ala tzibor betchilo b'chamishi. We never start a tainis tzibor to start to stay there on a Thursday. Why? Sholafkiya hasharim. Not to raise the prices. Like we had before, that if people are going to know they have to fast on Thursday, so they're going to go Thursday night to the stores to buy food, to eat partially after the tainis. And once they're there, they'll also buy a double order for Shabbos. So the storekeepers are going to think something's going on here, there's a drought this year, there's going to be no more food this year, so start to raise the prices, so therefore we don't make them start the tainus on Thursday. Start it on a Monday better, so mela on Monday night you go to the store just to buy the food you need for that night, that's okay, the storekeeper won't get nervous. By the time it comes next Thursday already, the storekeeper will know already a tainus is going on, and he won't raise the prices. El shalosh tainus harishonus, sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, v'shalashniyus, is Chamishi, Shein, and the Chamishi. Hey, it's the second three ready that you could start on a Thursday. Hey, since the storekeepers know already, it's the cycle of fasting right now, so by the second ones they'll know it's fasting, that's what people are buying now with double order, they won't raise the prices. Rabbi Yossi Yoimeno, Kishem, Shein, HaRishayin, is Bechamishi, the same way the first three fast days. You can't start on a Thursday, Kach, Loi, Shnias, Loi, Achreinus. Who are then the second, third pair, and the last 7 days also can't start on a Thursday, we always start on a Monday. Ein goyzchen taina salatziba b'rosh chadoshim. On a Rosh Chodesh is never taina sibar, but Chanukah v'Purim. You never make on a Chanukah Purim either taina sibar. V'yemeschilu ei mafsikin. Let's say like here, they started to fast 7 days in a row. So they started before. 7 days doesn't mean in a row. It means a Monday, a Thursday, a Monday, a Thursday, a Monday, a Thursday. So if they started before, and now it came out on Chanukah Purim, ei mafsikin, you don't have to stop to fast. You could fast even on Chanukah Purim also. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Meir Meis Diver Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Meir that Afal Pi Shomer Rabbi Gamliel ain't mafsikin. Even though Hitaka says you started before, you don't have to stop. You're allowed to fast on Chanukah and Purim Rosh Chodesh. Of a Moed Hoyon Shei Mashlimim that you don't have to fast. Finish the fast day. Just do a little bit Zeicher for the Tainis. You don't have to fast it. You don't have to finish it. V'chein Tishabov Shechalias Berosh Shabbos. Must be the same thing. The what? You don't have to fast. You're not Mashlim. Rashi Shem Mashlimim Lestanas Kol Ayoyim and Loichel Samach Lerev. You're allowed to eat a little bit before. And the same thing on Erev Shabbos also. You're allowed to eat a little bit before Shabbos in order not to come into Shabbos when you're all bitzar, all hungry. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Tezvov Amid Beis by the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara says again that the Mishnah said, Seder Tainis Ketzad Matzinis HaTeva. How is the Seder? How did they make these Tainises, these fast days? They used to take the Aron HaKodesh outside into the streets, and we'll soon see put ashes on top of the Aron HaKodesh. So Gemara's first Medayik, Rafilo B'Kemaisa, Mashm, even with the first three Tainises, the Tainis Tibur, that the Bezdin made when it came Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and still no rain came down on Eretz Yisrael, Bezdin was Goyzer three Tainis Tibur. Even in the first one also, or Remino, have a kashra on this. It says Shalosh Tainius Rishonus or Shnius, the first two, three fast days. In other words, first from Rosh Chodesh Kislev, after that they will goyzer to make three tainuses. If that doesn't help, then we goyzer a second time to make three tainuses. Now these fast days, these six fast days, which always started on a Monday, a Thursday, then a Monday, then again a Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday. Is nichnasim lebeis haknesses. They will go into shul into the beis haknesses or mispalin, and they would daven there. Kederach she mispalin kol hashana. The same way they daven the whole year. Mashma, where do they daven? Where do they say the Shemoneh Esrei? In shul, not outside the rechayv in the streets. Like it says, kederach she mispalin kol hashana kula. Or v'sheva achreinus, only the last seven fast days. Then we say moitzien es hatev the rechayv. Then they took the Aron HaKodesh with the Sefer Torah outside to the street, Shalir, to the big street of the city, V'noisnin Efer Agav Yateva, and they put ashes on top of the Aron HaKodesh, Uveroish HaNosi, somebody also put ashes on top of the head of the Nosi, which is the president or the Melech,
over Rosh Av Bezdin, and somebody else put ashes on top of the Av, the head of the Bezdin. Then everybody took ashes and put it on their own head. It's only by the Nosi and the Av Bezdin that somebody else put it on their heads. We'll soon see why. But everybody else put it themselves on their head. Rabbi Nosson, Naim Rabbi Nosson says, Efe Mikla, Heb Hein Mevin. It wasn't stam ashes or stam dirt. They bedavka took ashes from burnt wood. How did it be Efe Mikla from burnt wood? We'll soon see why. And Amar Papa said, so it's chur is the kasha. Our Mishnah's mashma say the tiniest. All the fast days have the inyan to take the Sefer Torah outside. And here it's mashma only the last seven fast days. So Amar Papa answers, that our Mishnah says, Kate said, say the tiniest, it also means, Asheva Achreinus Tanan. It's only going on the last seven fast days. The last seven fast days, those are the ones that we have to daven like the 24 brochas outside Rechayiv, when we took the Aron HaKodesh outside. Right, and then it says, Uvresh HaNosi. Somebody has to put the ashes on top of the head of the Nosi. For Hoda Toni Kolechad Viecha. Then it says privately, each one separately. I guess it should be Noitain V'noisim B'roshe. Fratik Mar Eini, it shouldn't be this way. V'hotanya, we learned like this. That Rebbe Yomer, the Gedula, when we're talking about something to give respect, about greatness, then Maschilim Min HaGodol. True, then you start from the Godol, the greater person, gets respect, gets the Gedula first. But Uvikololo, when we're talking about giving somebody curse, doing something bad, then the Klal is Maschilim Min HaKotin. We start from the younger one, from the Kotin, means the one that's not so Choshev. So, how do we know this? Bigdula maschil min agodol. Shenema the pasuk says, "Vayhi Moshe el vayomer Moshe Aaron ulelazar ulisamer." You see, it starts with Moshe Aaron elazar ulisamer. You go bosa the gedula, the greater one first. Or the klala, when you come to curse somebody, give somebody the punishment, maschil min akotin. Then we start from the smaller one. Why? Because the yomamar betchila niskalkol nochesh. First the nochesh, the snake, received this punishment. V'yachakach niskalkul achava, then Chava received a curse. V'yachakach niskalkul Adam, and then Adam received his curse. You see, again, to doing things bad about a klala, you start from the cotton first, then you go to the gadol. The question of Huri here, putting this eifer, putting these ashes on top of your head, is a symbol like a klala. It's not such a nice thing. So how come we start from the nosi, then the Yav Bezdin? We should first start from kolechad v'yechad, and then go backwards to the Yav Bezdin, then to the nosi. The Teretzis Gemara says, no, here also, the fact you put the ashes on his head first is a chashivus, is a giving respect to him. How? The Yamrilu, we're like saying to the Nosi and to the Av Bezdin, Osun chashivuse lemiboye alon rachme akulialma. You're very chashiv, you're very respectful people, and it's up to you to daven for the rest of everybody else that Hashem should give us rain. So we're like putting our eyes upon you, saying, you're so chashiv, your tefillah would help. Therefore, it's an inyan of giving dula, giving respect to the Nasi and the Av Bezdin. Therefore, we put on them the ashes first. Then the Gemara says that Kolechod v'yechod noitav noisem b'roishin Amar Avada. The Kolechod v'yechod noitav noisem b'roishin Nasi v'yav Bezdin. So the kashya is now that b'roish Nasi v'yav Bezdin nami nishkalo inu v'nincho b'roishayu like maishno de shokal inish acharini o monachlu. It's even on the head of the Nosi, the head of the Beis Din, also they should take the ashes and put it on their own heads. How come we learned that somebody else puts it on top of the head? Like everybody puts on their own head. Only by the Nosi and the Beis Din do we have somebody else put the ashes on top of their heads. Why? So Amar Rabbi Abba, Dimin Kisri, Ein Adoyme Mispayesh Meyatzmai. It's not alike if somebody gets embarrassed from himself, Le Mispayesh Meyachem.